Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what's trending.
So Wegmans store, there was a report of a threat made to the store, and it was not someone at the store, it was a third party. So there was an evacuation conducted at that Wegmans location, that happening last night. Jane, you were there. Was there anything?
No, I was there at like 5 o'clock and the store was completely full. Okay. And running as normal, you know,
usual, they were doing families, yeah. UB students, that whole thing.
Yeah. And so, and they were collecting for backpacks, filling backpacks.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, nothing unusual at all. No police presence.
Nothing at all. So that was probably later in the night when that happened. So that happening last night, everything seems to be okay at this point. As of last night, there was a police car out front and, doesn't look like there's any more to it, but abundance of caution, obviously doing the right thing, the safe thing. And, that evacuation was carried out last night in Los Angeles. If you haven't seen the footage, it looks like chaos. Thousands were protesting and it turned violent. They were protesting against the U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE. Protesters stormed L.A.'s 101 freeway over the weekend. They blocked lanes, gridlocked traffic for hours on Sunday. You know those Waymo self-driving taxis?
Yeah.
A few of those were set on fire as ICE agents and other law enforcement moved through the city. They were fired on by commercial-grade fireworks. Let's see, there were objects thrown at the police vehicles as they were moving through the area, bottles, concrete. They were dropping things off of the overpass, like bicycles and scooters, on vehicles that would pass. Under law enforcement response, police deployed tear gas, rubber bullets. It was just chaos in Los Angeles after the ICE riots. Before those riots, many people were arrested in Los Angeles, about 100 people arrested as part of ICE raids that continued through last week and then through the weekend. And then that's when the riots broke out in Los Angeles, that happening on the West Coast. It could get more intense as the president threatened to arrest the mayor and the governor of California if they don't follow through with federal laws. So see how there's a bit of a sticky issue there. Game two NBA action last night. Thunder open another big lead and keep control this time because they were leading the last game up until the final bucket. So this one, enough of a lead that they got the win, 123-107. OKC wins that game. They even up the NBA finals. Next game is going to be on Wednesday night. And hockey over the weekend. Panthers beat the Oilers 5-4 game two to even up that series. Game three is tonight. That is in Florida. Coco Gauff becomes the first U.S. woman to win the French Open in a decade. Kind of a big deal. Second-ranked Gauff claimed her second major trophy after the 2023 U.S. Open, where she also came in from a set in the final there. So big win. Jan, I know you're a big fan of Coco. Were you watching this?
I did watch some of it. It's just so funny, like, when you think back when we were talking about her and she was such a young tennis player, just like making it on. I know. It's so cool to see how she's done so well for herself. I'm excited. Very nice.
The Android Play won some awards last night. Two decommissioned androids in love. Maybe happy ending. A rom-com about androids that crackles with humanity. Had a definite happy ending. It was the Tony Awards last night. It won Best New Musical of the Night. And kind of a big deal. So starring Darren Criss and Ellen J. Shen, Maybe Happy Ending charts the relationship between two decommissioned robots, becoming commentary on human times through robots. Then there was the reuniting on stage, the original cast of Hamilton performing like on the 10th year anniversary. So that was the big reuniting that blew everybody away. I did catch some of what was the first televised Broadway show over the weekend with George Clooney. It was pretty cool. And the show's amazing, obviously. It's Broadway. It's a lot of big stars. But to see it kind of transform to a screen, CNN carried it, and it was on some streamers as well. But that was on Saturday night. I've never done that Winter Garden Theater. It was so cool the way it was done. And I'm just like, you're finally televising them. You're putting it on television as now.
Yeah.
TV itself is starting to, fade out.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Regular broadcast TV. So very interesting to see that happen. A little Broadway over the weekend. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:26.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.